I'm going to start the Inyan of the Halachas of Yayim in a Ge'a Kiddush. The Gemara is mashma that the dinim of Yayim for Kiddush is not necessarily tali in the din Yayim that you need for Bayi Priya Gafim. Now the Gemara in Brachis in Daf Stam Agdama in a Ge'a the Ikid din Yayim, the Gemara in Brachis Taflamet Heyam Abayz. The Gemara is bothered by why the Bracha of Yayim change over the bracha of other mayperis. Other mayperis, when you squeeze the peiris, the bracha actually goes down, becomes a shahakal. Mashen king yayin. So Gemara says, Ilema mishum d'shtani luyuye, d'shtani the bracha, v'ashemen d'shtani luyuye, v'lo y'shtani the bracha. So Gemara says, maybe you'd say, because it's a shtani luyuye, so Gemara asks from Shemen that Shemen is not is Shtani Luye and still it loses its bracha. So Gemara answers that Amar Rava Shasi Chaim Kamal Yoyim the Pischa Keichin Nigel Lavim and Echel Matzit Shay Tuva Gari Perta Sayyid May Umi Sayyid Klau. Gemara answers that Sayyid. It's Sayyid Umisameach. Now the question in the Rishonim remains that what's the Maila in Yayin, Lamaskana? Is it because it's L'shtani L'yiluye, or it's because it's Sayyidu Mesamech? Now Rabbi Yoyinah's mashma that the Maila of Yayin is because it's L'shtani L'yiluye. Later on he uses L'shoinis because it's Mesamech V'sayyid. So you have to say that because it's Mesamech V'sayyid, that's where we see where Yayin was in Shtani L'Yiluye. Now in the Etzem, Mesamech V'sayyid, that's another question seen to be in the Rishonim. What's the Iker Tam? Is it because Yayin has a Maila Tzayyid, it fills you, and it's Mesamech, or is it just Tzayyid? Is it the main Maila that's just Tzayyid? Rabbi Yoyina asks, the L'chari we have May tamarim, dvash tamarim, that's also sayid. So fek Rabbeinu Yoyinah, so it should also have a different type of bracha. So you see from Rabbeinu Yoyinah that he held the main maila is sayid. Other rishayis, the rishayim, in the Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, they use a lashon because it's mesameach v'sayid. Now, based on this Gemara, the etzem is a kasha. The Gemara, our Gemara says, the yayin migitai is kosher for nesachim and for kiddush, right? The Gemara says, "Kol kosher nesachim kosher the kiddush, v'kosher ain't kosher l'nisachim v'leich ain't kosher the kiddush." The Gemara says, "What do we come to do, Ma'ir? If it's yayin migitoi, l'chayr is good for nesachim." Now, what's yayin migitoi? Yayin migitoi is freshly squeezed grapes. You squeeze the grapes, and it's before 40 days, so it didn't start fermenting yet. So yayin migitoi is kosher for nisach agai medvech, and it's kosher for kiddush. So frek the achreinim akasha, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others, the lechayra, how could yayin migitoi be good for kiddush and have a din of yayin? The Gemara sounds like the whole mile of yayin is that's misamech v'sayid. So frek there, yayin migitoi kipshutoi is na misamech. Right? It's na mashakia. So lechayra, how could yayin? The Gemara's mashum brach is that the mail is misameach. Yayin migitoi l'chayr is not a mail of misameach. So akabanim for nesachim v'shur, he asks, how could it be good? So Shlomo Zalman in Chuvis, he wants to say a svara that enechanami, the mail of yayin migitoi is because of l'besayif. Enechanami, right now, itaka doesn't have the koiches of yayin, but because it's something that potentially has a mile of yayin, so therefore it's up there, that's why it's going to be good for kiddush and for nesachim. Now based on Rav Shlomo Zalman, so if you go with the Das Svara, Rabbi Yashiv also goes with the Svara that the mile is a l'besayif. So based on that, there already relies the big shayla on grape juice and other things, that if you put something into the wine, or you mavashal right away, that's going to make it that it can't ferment anymore. So then l'chayra, you don't have the mile anymore of yayin megita. It means Rishon Mizam is saying that the whole mile of yayin megita is because what's going to be lebesayif. So l'chayra, if you do something to the yayin, the grape juice, the way we have it, that it can't become yayin lebesayif, so l'chayra, that should be a problem. Rishon Mizam is still through the Rishbam. The Rishbam inside the yayin on the base, the Gemara says, what's it coming to Mamayit? The Gemara says, yayin kaisis. The question is, yayin kaisis, that's something that's not going to ferment, it's not going to be mashaker. So that it's not mashaker, we said, the Gemara has a tzad that maybe it's not going to be good for the Nesachim. In fact, Rashi, yayin megita is not mashaker either. Zakti Rishbam, no, because soifil is shaker. So Shem Adam says, you see from this Rishbam, that the Choya, the Maila has to have soifil is shaker. So Mela, fact that Kasha, that L'chayra, so fact that L'chayra, like them, L'chayra should be a problem with grape juice. Now, the Kasha on Rishon Mizam is from two places. The Gemara in Brachis is Mashma, that if you take wine that, and you do something to it, you put in Gemara talks about you put something into the wine also that stops the fermentation. The Gemara over there says that you make a very priya gafen. So the Achreinim ask, you see from here, even though you don't have a maila b'seif. Also, the Shevet Alevi in Chuvis says that someone's asking about this shayla about grape juice. We'll see Miyat Hashem next week. There's a bigger shayla of grape juice by Yaim Avushal that we'll have to get involved in. But he's asking us this milo. This milo, midi the mishaker, l'chayra, you don't have by grape juice. So, in the Chuvah Shevet Alevi, he wants to say that for Kiddush, that it's going to be midi the mishaker, l'besayif. What are we bothered by? That l'chayra, that for in order to have a Shem Yayin, you need something that's mishaker, l'besayif. So Shevet Alevi wants to say that avada, there's no milo for Kiddush, by midi the mashaker. The only time you need midi the mashaker is by Nesachim. And he said that the often a Me'iri Azoi in Baba Basra, the Me'iri said that something that can't be mashaker, he says not good for Nesachim, it's not a mile in the Nesachim, but the Ma'isa for Kiddush, it's not a Chisarim. Often a Me'iri, Dr. Shevet Alevi. I, the Rishbam, and Amar Beis says that Yayin Megita is different than Yayin Kaisis because it's l'soif, it's a midi the mashaker l'soif. Zakter, that the Rishbam just coming to fend for why it's good for the Sachim. But at Kiddush Alein, that's not a problem. I, the Gemara in Brachis says that the reason why you make a Bari Priyag offering is because it's Shani Liluye. So the Chari like them, you have to say the Iker Mail of the Gemara in Brachis says they make a Bari Priyag offering because it's Mesit Sayyid and it's Mesameach. So the Chayri, you have to say that the Iker Ma'il is that Tzayid. The Iker Ma'il is Tzayid, and Mesameach is not Ma'akiv, that's Mesameach. And therefore, so Zakter, that's why you make a Bari Priyag Offering, and it's going to be good for Kiddush. I saw that the Shavuos Yitzchak brings down B'Shem Rebbe Yashiv, a very big Kiddush, that he wants to say that grape juice is Ma'am Shapram. First of all, he says it's not Mesameach, and it's not even Mesit Sayyid. And what's going to be the Nafkamina? Zakter, the Filah, drink it on Erev Pesach. So, Zakter, if you bow to the whole Indian, it's not Mesit Sayyid. He wants to say also, it could be that Kiddush Memakim Suda, right, the Shita that holds, the Shita Sagainim that hold that you could drink, or Revius of Yayin, because, and that applies to Kviya Suda. So he wants to say that maybe grape juice doesn't have a mile of Mesit Sayyid, and you can't even use it. And you won't have a kiyum of Kiddush Memakim Suda. I, the Gemara that says Yayin Megitai, so the Zakar B'Yasha, the reason why Yayin Megitai is good is vital because potentially it could turn into Yayin. So Loiti Shittas, they hold that a Kenzain, grape juice, you won't have this Milo. Something that can turn into wine, you won't have a Milo. So therefore, if you have a choice, and I saw even in the tshuva from the Debetina Rav, Debetina Rav wants to say that a vali can be makel to use grape juice. Well, if someone has a choice, there's something on that they sell sometimes called must. Must is freshly squeezed grape juice, grapes, and it's and it could technically turn into wine. If you leave it in the, they tell you not to leave it too long because it's very easy to spoil. But if you can use must, then it's better if you have a choice, must over grape juice, then it's better to use must. He said, but the Eved, he said, you could use grape juice. Now, I, the Gemara, so Zakhtar, that the Gemara, that was saying, Yayim Megitoi, that's a Bazunder Milo, because potentially that's mamish like must. But grape juice might be a chesaron. The Gemara fears ice. The Gemara says, Yayim Megitoi is good, and the Gemara brings a raya from Rava. The Rava says, Seichel Adam Eshkol Shalanovim, Vo'imer Olav Kiddush Ayoy. Now, Seichel of Eshkol Shalanovim would sound like all you're doing right now is you're taking the grapes and you're squeezing and you drink it right away. Now, there's an interesting Toysis. Toysis and Nazir, the Gemara and Nazir, Darshan Tupsukim, it says, Gefen, Lachim, Vegefen Yveshim. And then it says, Yayim v'sheicha eloitesh. Now, Toysa says that Geffen Lachin, what's the taich of Geffen Lachin? That means when you squeeze the grapes, the first 3 days after you squeeze it, that's called Geffen Lachin, because it has a taste of Geffen. But I said Anovim Lachin, it has a taste of Anovim. And then after 3 days, that's when it gets Hashem Yayim Megitoi. It's not called Tiresh yet, but it's called Yayin. And then after 40 days, that's when the wine starts fermenting, and that's called Yayin Yasha, that's called Tirosh. So Toysis sounds like wine the first 3 days, after you press it, does not have a Shem, it has called Anovim Lachim, it's not even called Yayin. So what does the Gemara mean to say? How do you read our Gemara? The Gemara says you could use Yayin Megitoi. And the Gemara says, because you see Rava squeezed the grapes. L'chari, squeezing the grapes is not even called Yayim Megitoi yet. So l'chari, you have to say, maybe it could be matcha, that doesn't really mean you're squeezing the grapes mamash Erev Shabbos, it means you're squeezing it a few days before Erev Shabbos. But ma'ase, if you look in the Bahag and other Rishonim, when they bring down the Salacha, they say, if a person doesn't have wine, Zag the Bahag, you just, right before Shabbos, you squeeze some grapes and you drink the wine. So you see from the Bahag that he's understanding that the case of Rava, Mamish means you're squeezing right before Shabbos. So what does the Gemara mean to say? L'chari, you have to say, the Gemara means to say a kolshkein, that if you see that Rava held that you can Mamish squeeze the grapes right before Shabbos, so for sure, Yayim Megitoi is going to be good for Kiddush. In the Rishayim, the Meir Sha'arim, the Ritz Eves Geis, he brings down that why you could squeeze the grapes and drink it. Zok there, why? Because you see, for Nazir, it's called Yayin. So the Achrayim ask that, first of all, by Nazir, you don't need a Shem Yayin, you could drink anything. Anything that's from grapes is a problem. They affect the Gilyoni Hashas and the Bamba Gerav. They both ask that on the Meshon. But the Bahag also brings down the Makar is from Nazir. Why they bring a different makar? Kepshuta, the Gemara says Yayin Megitoi has Hashem Yayin. Could be the makar is really from Nazir, but sounds like Be'etzem the Gemara thought that has Hashem Yayin. So L'chayra and the Cheshon that we're saying is because if it's the first 3 days right away, just squeezing and drinking right away, that's not a regular Yayin. It doesn't really have Hashem Yayin. The way that we know that that has dinim of Yayin. It's from Nazir, but at Kapanim, it's not the Pasha of the Yayin. It can't be from the Sachim. Avad, the first 3 days, it will not be good for the Sachim. In the book over here, they shtal too from the Revid Azov, his name was Rav Dov Ber Tarvayish, he's a Rav in Vilna. He brings down that by state, by the Sar Mashkim, right, he says that Sar Mashkim, it says that he was Seichel, he saw himself being Seichel Eshkel Shalanovim into a cup for the king. So he says, the vice is from here, that you see that's been squeezing something into a cup from grapes, that is a chashivas, and that's already called enough. He was called the Shai Mashkim. Obviously, they weren't drinking serving them soda. Stama, they would do the chash of a drink. So you see from here that that is a chashiva. So memelo who adim in the gay kiddush, that'll be enough. That's called a cup of wine for kiddush. But memelo, that's why the rishonim brought it from Nazir, and they didn't. And the Gemara and Elchanami from the Sachim Kendain, as I said, such a thing when I have a shem yain from the Sachim. The Gemara just vising from Rava that if you see that squeezing grapes, fresh grapes, is good for Kiddush, for sure, Yayin Megitoi would be good for Kiddush. So, in Shulchan Aruch, so Lamaisa, Rabbi Yashiv wants to say that maybe he said that the Shvatitz will be down from Rabbi Yashiv. If you want to see, it's on page Tezvav. He says, Ushamati Magoyim Rabbi Yashiv Shlita. It's on the bottom, by the footnote. In the Shvat Yitzchak, he says, Shemati Magoyim Rav Yashiv Shlita, V'yesh Chilok Dina L'dina Ben Yayin Megita Shemasli Yis Yayin Sheish Ve'eze Alkohol Ben Seichel Eshkol V'Sheise. Zokter, he wants to be Mechaz, and Yayin Megita, which is already 3 days, so V'bal, it's starting, the alcoholic process is already starting, so maybe that'd be better than by Seichel Eshkol V'Sheise. The guy in Megita Kashab Yavil Anisach, the Kohen Shashasa, and the Magen Avraham said, the Kohen that drinks Yayin Megita should not do Nesias Kapayim. Zokter, but Avada, if a Kohen would go and get a freshly cup of squeezed grapes, he says that Avada would not be Ma'akiv, Avada is allowed to go do Duchening. Why? So B'yash is understanding that the Yisoid of the Chilik between the first 3 days and after 3 days is that the alcoholic process already started. Even though Avada, it's not really alcohol yet, but he says, Vibalt, it's already started, Memelo, it had the Shem Yayin, Benegay, everything, they now be Shaysa Yayin. Zokter, and he fears us, Umitza Novim Shalonu, Kisei Kereshka. Kimiyad, Mevashlim, Oifarstam, Oisei Kereshka, Yasla, Saisit. Zokter, Beyashiv, that our grape juice is like the first 3 days of the wine. The first 3 days of the wine, Mechlau, it's not shy, it doesn't yet start the fermentation. So Melo, he says that has a din like that. So he wants to say that our grape juice is more doima to yayin the first 3 days. But you just have to know that yayin in the first 3 days, lamaisa still is a mailet, but koyach, it could potentially turn into wine. I guess the word is, he's holding that the first 3 days, b'chlal, it doesn't have a shem yayin. So therefore he says, if you see from there that the Rishayim are saying that for the first 3 days is good for Kiddush, I think this is what he's trying to start to. So who had in grape juice, l'chayr is not gara. I don't know, but koyach, I guess he's understanding that the first 3 days, we don't dan it either as the b'chayach of turning into wine. Now, as a how do we pass in la halacha? In the Bahag, he says clearly that the only time you're allowed to use yayin shaseichet olav miyad is only if you don't have any other wine. The Bahag says that's b'diavad. So, like the Bahag, if you say that the first 3 days of the yayin is b'diavad, l'chayra, grape juice itself, l'chayra should also be l'chayra nichal on that, if you, at most, that if you hold a grape juice has a din like the first 3 days, l'chayra, for the b'hag will be mashed into b'diavad. And as they state, let's see the Magen Avraham together in Shulchan Aruch. In page Yedayin, Sif Beis, it says, Yai migitoy mekachin olav, v'seichel olav, eshkel shalanov, and v'oimer olav kiddush hayom. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch puts together Yayin Megitoi and Yayin that you're being seichet together, he puts it together. And he says both of them you can make Kiddush. Now, Zakta Magen Avraham, Yayin Megitoi, Umikom Makoim, Mitzvah B'Yayin Yashan. He's not saying, the Magen Avraham not saying that's B'diyavad, like I said off in the Bahag. The Magen Avraham just saying is that if a person wants to have a Mitzvah Men HaMofcher, he sounds like mitzvah means mitzvah min hamufker is yud yayin yasha. Now it seems to be a shaila in the achrayim if this thing of using Yain Yashan, is that only if you like it better? It means if you like it, but let's say you like Yain Megita better. Maybe there won't be a Maila in Yain Yashan. Or it's not totally in your liking. In Shulchan Aruch HaRav, we mashma that Be'etzem, that's Meshubach Yoyser. So he said that you should try to use Yain Yashan. But in the Lavosh, the Makar that the Magen Avraham is bringing down from Simon Reish and Taf Reish, he says in Taf Reish over there, Benegia, the Brach of Shechianu, over there, it's Mashma that Yayin Yashan has a Milo. But the Lavosh over there itself, in Taf Reish, the Lavosh says that only because you like Yayin Yashan, he says, is more chaviv by people. But be mashim from him, that's only by someone who Yayin Yashan is more chaviv. But someone who taka, who by him grape juice is more geshmak, Yayin Megita is more geshmak, and l'chayra, you won't have a maila of Yayin Yashan, as they state also in the Maril. The Maril over there, in Hilchis Rosh Hashanah, when he brings down this halacha from Tafresh, over there he says, they asked him, the Maril says, aye, they use Yayin Megita by the Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. Says Dr. Maril, yeah, because in Beis HaKnesses, we're be'ikada feeding it to children. Says Dr. Yayin Megita is more chaviv. Mashenki, when you come to the bracha later on, by the Shechianu, say Yayin Yashan is more chaviv. But it'd be mashing from the Maril that if somebody has Yayin Megita that's more chaviv, sounds like from the Maril, there's no real maila in using Yayin Yashan. I'll call upon him. What's coming out in Lamaisa is that the Bahag is the one that says that Yayin Megit Yayin Seichel Eshkel Shalanovim. I don't know if he doesn't say it by Yayin Megit, but Seichel Eshkel Shalanovim, which Rabbi Yashiv is saying nowadays is our grape juice. The Bahag sounds like that's only B'diyavah. And Zichr, the Magen Avraham, or often the Magen Avraham saying to use Yayin Yashan, which is Yayin, it's already 40 days old, which the process of already has in it the alcohol and the fermentation. The Bahag said, the Magen Avraham Zichr says that's a mitzvah min ha-mufcher, and the Mishabur brings it down, that'll be a mitzvah min ha-mufcher to use that. We'll see, B'negei Abishol, we'll have to discuss, Yayim Abishol is a big shayla la-alacha, and the shayla also of our days, if our Bishol is called a real Bishol. We discussed it a little when we learned Bishol Akam. V'yat Hashem, we'll be mamshich this contrast next week.